Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Governor Wolf says he will sign a bill that's now on the way to his desk that will delay Pennsylvania's primary until June 2nd. The State House and Senate approved the change yesterday. Here's KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo.
Both the State House and Senate approved moving next month's primary to June 2nd without a single no vote. Lawmakers cited concerns about the risk of coronavirus facing senior voters, as well as poll workers, many of whom are also seniors. Philadelphia Democrat Kevin Boyle spoke in favor of the delay just before the House took a final vote on it.
Logistically, we have to pass this bill because I've been talking to election workers, I've been talking to Democratic Party leaders in the city of Philadelphia and also Montgomery County, and they're finding it very difficult to get poll workers.
In addition to allowing more time for counties to round up poll workers, the bill will also allow counties to consolidate polling locations, many of which are located at places like senior centers. In Harrisburg, Tony Romeo, KYW News Radio.